MoMA gets serious about the at symbol. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. As a piece of design work, it's elegant, useful, long-lasting, but always finding new life. It's the at symbol, which we use all the time in email and most recently on Twitter. The Museum of Modern Art in New York thinks so highly of little old at that it's adding it to its permanent collection. Paola Antonelli is MoMA's senior curator in the Department of Architecture and Design.
So at is going to be silk screened on the wall. It's going to be accompanied by a label that will explain its history and the reason why it is in the collection. And it will be this great example of a design of an object, of something that has existed for centuries and that now has come to really signify our life on email and on the internet.
Yeah, tell me more about that. Why are you adding the at symbol to your collection?
In 1971, the internet was being developed by ARPANET, which was an arm of the government of the United States, a defense arm, that has subcontracted various parts of the study to universities and to private contractors. One of these contractors was BBN, a company that employed, amongst others, also Raymond Tomlinson. Ray Tomlinson was an electrical engineer, and he was in charge of developing the mailing system that connected people at first on the same computer and then on different computers connected to the same system. And as he was developing the internet and developing the email system, he was trying to fuse all of the lines of code that connected a person, a user, to the machine with one symbol that could be thus economical and really a synthesis. And he looked at the keyboard of the Model 33 teletype that he had in front of him, and he saw the symbol, which was called the commercial at. It's the symbol that existed since the Middle Ages. And since the Middle Ages, it's been indicating at, or at the rate at, of, or in relationship with. And it had remained on the keyboard even in the 20th century because it was used mostly by accountants and commercial entities as at the rate at, or in relationship with. So he saw the symbol, it was there, it was underused, no need to change the keyboards, and it had this locative sense, this same sense of relationship that he needed. So this symbol, which was a ligature in the Middle Ages and in the Venetian trade in the 16th century and also used by accountants for the same reason, had this new life, was brought to new life by Ray Tomlinson by being used this way. And the beauty of it is that there was no need to change the keyboards. That's what I'm stressing. I mean, it's a symbol that kind of appeared and was given a new life.
Visually, the at symbol is kind of pretty. That's probably part of its appeal.
It's not prettiness, but rather this elegance and this sense of economy, just what is needed, just in the perfect way. That's what we're seeking. And the at sign has it. And it doesn't have it only aesthetically. It also has it in its history, in the process of design. So, see, our philosophy is that design is much more than what meets the eye. And modern design in particular is the kind of design where the idea of the designer, of the person that created it, still shines and can be understood and read in the final object.
Paola Antonelli, a senior curator at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.